By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ ماشاء اللہ عز و جل آئی ہوپ ایوری ون از اوکے یو آر ان دا بیسٹ آف ہیلتھ لیٹس اسٹارٹ آف دا پروگرام ود دا بیوٹیفل ریسیٹیشن آف دا گلوریس قرآن صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم
اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم
میں اللہ تعالی کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
والذین آتیناہم الکتاب یفرحون بما انزل الیک ومن الاحزاب من ینکر بعضہ
اور جن کو ہم نے کتاب دی وہ اس پر خوش ہوتے جو تمہاری طرف اترا اور ان گروہوں میں کچھ وہ ہیں کہ اس کے بعد سے منکر ہیں
قل انما امرت ان اعبد اللہ ولا اشرک بہ
تم فرماؤ مجھے تو یہی حکم ہے کہ اللہ کی بندگی کروں اور اس کا شریک نہ ٹھہراؤں
الیہ ادعو و الیہ مآب
میں اسی کی طرف بلاتا ہوں اور اسی کی طرف مجھے پھرنا
وَكَذَلِكَ أَنزَلْنَاهُ حُکْمًا عَرَبِيًّا
اسی طرح ہم نے اسے عربی فیصلہ اتارا
وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ بَعْدَمَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ مَا لَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا وَاقٍ
اور اے سننے والے اگر تو ان کی خواہشوں پر چلے گا بعد اس کے کہ تجھے علم آ چکا تو اللہ کے آگے نہ تیرا کوئی حمایتی ہوگا نہ بچانے والا
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِّن قَبْلِكَ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَذُرِّيَّةً
اور بے شک ہم نے تم سے پہلے رسول بھیجے اور ان کے لیے بیبیاں اور بچے کیے
وَمَا كَانَ لِرَسُولٍ أَن يَأْتِيَ بِآيَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ
اور کسی رسول کا کام نہیں کہ کوئی نشانی لے آئے مگر اللہ کے حکم سے
لِكُلِّ أَجَلٍ كِتَابٍ
ہر وعدے کی ایک لکھت یعنی تحریر ہے
يَمْحُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُثْبِتُ وَعِنْدَهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ
اللہ جو چاہے مٹاتا اور ثابت کرتا ہے اور اصل لکھا ہوا اسی کے پاس ہے
وَإِمَّا نُرِيَنَّكَ بَعْضَ الَّذِينَ عِدُهُمْ أَوْ نَتَوَفَّيَنَّكَ فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ وَعَلَيْنَا الْحِسَابُ
اور اگر ہم تمہیں دکھا دیں کوئی وعدہ جو انہیں دیا جاتا ہے یا پہلے ہی اپنے پاس بلا لیں تو بہرحال تم پر تو صرف پہنچانا ہے اور حساب لینا ہمارا ذمہ
اولم يروا اننا ناتي الارض ننقصها من اطرافها
کیا انہیں نہیں سوچتا کہ ہم ہر طرف سے ان کی آبادی گھٹاتے آ رہے ہیں
والله يحكم لا معقب لحكمه
اور اللہ حکم فرماتا ہے اس کا حکم پیچھے ڈالنے والا کوئی نہیں،
وَهُوَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ
اور اسے حساب لیتے دیر نہیں لگتی،
وَقَدْ مَكَرَ الَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِهِمْ فَلِلَّهِ الْمَكْرُ جَمِيعًا
اور ان سے اگلے فریب کر چکے ہیں، تو ساری خفیہ تدبیر کا مالک تو اللہ ہی ہے،
يَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْسِبُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ
جانتا ہے جو کچھ کوئی جان کمائے،
وَسَيَعْلَمُ الْكُفَّارُ لِمَنْ عُقْبَ الدَّارِ
اور اب جاننا چاہتے ہیں کافر کسے ملتا ہے پچھلا گھر،
وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَسْتَ مُرْسَلًا قُلْ كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ الْكِتَابِ
اور کافر کہتے ہیں تم رسول نہیں، تم فرماؤ اللہ گواہ کافی ہے مجھ میں اور تم میں اور وہ جسے کتاب کا علم ہے۔
صدق اللہ العظیم۔
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم۔ MashaAllah Azzawajal, beautiful verses of Surah Ar-Ra'd we were listening to, and Alhamdulillah Azzawajal, every day I try to make my intention and I try to make your minds as well that we need to be reading the glorious Quran every single day. We need to try to take time, make time so that we can inshallah Azzawajal be punctual in our reading of the Quran as well. Remember, the Quran is the source of blessings. Alhamdulillah Azzawajal, when you read the Quran, you get blessings, you get barakah, and you also, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, instill barakat in your heart as well. Dilka sukoon hai Quran Pak. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. That no doubt the zikr of Allah Ta'ala is the sukoon of the hearts. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we need to make sure that we read the Quran, and we need to make sure that when we read the Quran, we gain blessings from it as well. And the scholars, they say that when a person, he reads the Quran and then he makes a dua, Allah Ta'ala will accept his dua as well. And these are the places where we need to, you know, make dua as well. And today I've got a very beautiful topic, and inshallah we're going to be sharing some important blessings and duas today as well. But before we do that, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, let's try to listen to the kalam, the praise of the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam in such a manner that Alhamdulillah, it revitalized Alhamdulillah our heart and our mind as well. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, may the blessings and with the name and the barakat of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's ta'rif, may we inshallah Azza wa Jal benefit from that as well. So let's listen to the beautiful kalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Shukriya کا سلطان مدینے والے، مجھ ساسی بھی ہے مہمان مدینے والے، مجھ کمینے کو مدینے میں بلایا تم نے، احسان پہ احسان مدینے والے۔ میں مدینے میں ہوں، 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 میں مدینے میں ہوں۔ ہے یہ فضل خدا میں مدینے میں ہوں، ہے یہ فضل خدا میں مدینے میں ہوں، ہے اسی کی عطا میں مدینے میں ہوں، ہے اسی کی عطا میں مدینے میں ہوں۔ یا رسول خدا میں مدینے میں ہوں، تم نے بلوا لیا میں مدینے میں ہوں۔ یا رسول خدا میں مدینے میں ہوں، تم نے بلوا لیا میں مدینے کیوں آیا طیبہ میں ہوں جانتے ہو میں کیوں آیا طیبہ میں ہوں ہے یہاں مصطفیٰ میں مدینے میں ہوں ہے یہاں مصطفیٰ میں مدینے میں ہوں مدینہ تیری ساتھ گئے قافلہ میں مدینے میں ہوں ہے یہ رحمت تیری اور عنایت تیری ساتھ گئے قافلہ میں مدینے میں ہوں اپنے مہمان کو غم مدینے کا دو اپنے مہمان کو غم مدینے کا دو سرور انبیاء میں مدینے میں ہوں سرور انبیاء میں مدینے میں ہوں مدینہ مجھ پہ احسان ہو پورا ارمان ہو آپ کی دید کا میں مدینے میں ہوں مجھ پہ احسان ہو پورا ارمان ہو آپ کی دید کا میں مدینے میں ہوں جلوائے یار کا ان کی دیدار کا جلوائے یار کا ان کے دیدار کا مولا شربت پیلا میں مدینے میں ہوں مولا شربت پیلا میں مدینے میں ہوں مدینہ قدموں میں دو اپنے عطار کو موت قدموں میں دو اپنے عطار کو ہو کرم سرورا میں مدینے میں ہوں ہو کرم سرورا میں مدینے میں ہوں
میں مدینے میں ہوں میں مدینے میں ہوں میں مدینے میں ہوں میں مدینے میں ہوں میں مدینے میں ہوں
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. جی پیارے اسلام بھائیو, if you just joined us then yes you are watching our program Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we are going to be talking about a very important topic today and I will give you some wazaif as well inshallah. Let me mention a blessing of reciting durood upon the prophet صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. حضرت سیدنا Mahmud Kurdi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that my mother narrated this story regarding my grandfather whose name was Muhammad, and when he was about to pass away he made a will and he says that when you have given ghusl to me a green paper will fall from the sky, take that paper and put it into my kafan. And he says that when my grandfather passed away the green paper, we saw they fall from the sky. And we read the green paper. And in that green paper, It was written, هَذِهِ بَرَاءَةُ مُحَمَّدِ نِلْعَالِمِ بِعِلْمِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Yani, this is for Muhammad, who is an alim. And because of his ilm, Allah Ta'ala has given him freedom from the fire of hell. Subhanallah. I asked my mother that, how is it that my grandfather attained such a high status? Yeah, so he knew that he's going to get a letter. He knew that he was going to go to paradise. What was the reason? And his mother, she replied, كَانَ أَكْثَرُ عَمَلِهِ دَوَامُ الذِّكْرِ مَعَ كَثْرَةِ الصَّلَاةِ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. Yani, whenever your grandfather used to do the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, he used to recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam as well. So a very beautiful advice for us, and a very beautiful chapter and a learning course for us as well. Whenever we do the zikr of Allah, we should try to recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now, you must have noticed, whenever we start the bayan, or we say, we start the program, we say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So that is the zikr of Allah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. And then we recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And also, the scholars, they say that when a person is making dua, always start the dua with the hamd of Allah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That is the hamd, the praise of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then recite durood. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. Yeah, and then recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Why? What is the reason? Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that when a person makes dua and he recites durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that dua will be accepted in the court of Allah. And if he does not recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the dua will be mu'allak, it will be hanging in the heavens, yani it will not reach to his acceptance. Subhanallah, may Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us the ability to keep reciting durood upon the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Another beautiful story, this is part of our topic that we are discussing today, blessings of wazaif. What are wazaif? What is the blessing and the benefit of this? It says that Hazrat Sayyiduna Muhammad bin Ishaq, he was a biographer, and he says that Sayyiduna Malik Ashja'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and he says that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my son Auf is in the custody of the enemies. Yani the enemies, they got hold of him and they have jailed him. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please help me. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that send a message to your son to keep reciting La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no power and there is no quwwat, there is no taqat. Yeah, but from Allah Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Sayyidina Auf bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that I kept on reciting this wazifa, and the enemies, they had tied me in shackles, in chains. And he says that every day when I would read this wazifa, all of a sudden my chains came off. And he says that he ran away from there and he saw a she-camel, and he sat on top of the she-camel and started, you know, galloping towards Madinah Tayyibah. And he says that on the way I saw a herd of camels there. Yani they were the camels of the enemies. He says, when I saw these camels, I called them and all of them came to me, and I took all of these camels back to Medina. And he says that I knocked on my parents' house, I knocked on my house, and my mom and dad, when they saw me, they were so glad to see me, and they were so happy, and they asked me how this happened. And he says that all the shackles opened up for me, and I ran and I bought this camel. And he says that when we went outside, his father said that there were loads of camels. So now they didn't know what to do. Are these camels going to be jais for us? Look at the beautiful mentality of the Sahaba Ikram. Yeah, they've got so many camels. They could, you know, they're rich people. But the Sahaba Ikram Ali Muridwan, they said that, no, we don't even know if they're jais for us. We don't even know if they are halal for us. So he says that Hazrat Sayyidina Auf bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that my father then went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and told him the whole story. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that because these belong to the enemies, so your son has taken them from the enemies, all these camels are halal for you, you can do whatever you want to them. This has been quoted in Tafsir Ibn Kathir regarding the commentary of Surah At-Talaq. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. You know, this is the power of wazaif. Now, what did Sayyidina Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which wazifa did he read? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And look at the blessing of that wazifa. Now, another thing is we need to have that trust. We need to have the trust. It's not that I keep reading the wazifa and I think, I don't know if it's going to work. I don't know if it's patani kama si ya ni, patani heavy ya ni, patani seiya ya ni. I don't even know if it's true or not. Then obviously we're not going to get any blessings. So the first thing to do is to trust what you are reading. Yeah, believe yourself and believe in the wazifa. That no, and what is this wazifa? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You know, this wazifa is, you know, where Allah Ta'ala's name is mentioned. Yeah, we are asking help from Allah. We are seeking advice from Allah Azza wa Jal. We are saying that there is no power but from Allah Azza wa Jal. Yeah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We read that in the third kalima. Yeah, so these wazaifu, there is nothing wrong with them. Yeah, these are special invocations that the scholars of Islam and our pious predecessors, the awliya ikram, they used to be reciting these wazaif as well. Now, it says that in one of the hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is one of the treasures of the treasures of paradise. Jannati khazanu mein se ek khazana hai. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So this is the first wazifa that we've learned today in our program, that we need to keep reciting la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Now, like I said, do the zikr of Allah, and also recite Durood Pak as well. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep doing the zikr of Allah. Keep reciting Durood Pak. Ya salamu la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Another very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, shall I not inform you of a door in paradise? The Sahaba Ikram, they asked him, Ya Rasulullah, which is the door of paradise? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Yani, whoever recites La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah will enter the gardens of paradise. Subhanallah. Another hadith paak in At-Targhib wa At-Tarhib. Irshad farmaya, jisne La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah pada, 99 bimariyon ki dawa hai. Yani, it is the medicine or it is the cure of 99 diseases. In mein se sabse halki bimari ranjo gham hai. Problems and calamities of depression, anxiety. That is one of the smallest illnesses that it will cure. So those people who are suffering with depression, those people who are suffering with anxiety, khauf hai, dar hai, dilani kabraat honi hai, kal khich peni hai, all these kind of things, what we need to do is recite La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Whenever you have that feeling, yeah, recite La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Obviously, because it is in Arabic, we need to learn it properly as well. When we say that, agar na padha, that when we say that, koni kam ta, koni kita wazifa, wo wazifa kam kis tarah kare, sahi padh sada usi na. So if you read La hawla, it's not La hawla, La hawla wa la quwwata, qaf wa la quwwata illa billah. So ha and qaf are two important makharij that we need to make sure that we read them right. So agar aap chahte, if you want your problems to be removed, anxiety, depression to move away from you, try to read this wazifa, but properly as well. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says, O Ali, shall I not tell you of some words that when you read, your problems will be removed? Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please tell me, may my parents be sacrificed on you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, tamam achayu mene aap hi se sikhi. Hazrat Ali, he says, Ya Rasulullah, Whatever good that I have learned, I've learned it from you. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that, oh Ali, when you get trapped into problems, then read or say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. Allah Pak uski barakat se jin balaon ko chahega dur farma dega. Ya Allah Ta'ala, whatever problems that he desires, Allah will remove them problems for you. What is the wazifa? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. The last part of the third kalima. Ek mushkil hai. Na easy, isn't it? So all we need to do is we need to keep reciting this wazifa. And the scholars, they say, کہ لا حول شریف کی برکتوں کو بیان فرمایا یعنی جو علماء کرام مفتی احمد یا خان نعیمی رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ says that the صوفیاء کرام they say that whoever recites صبح و شام 21 times and then he blows on this dam on water, inshallah we will be feeling free from the whispers of the shaitan. شیطان کے وسوسے سے محفوظ رہے گا. کتنی مرتبہ پڑھنا ہے؟ 21 times. Kya padhna hai? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah il aliyyil azim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah il aliyyil azim. Read that 21 times. Inshallah azza wa jal, Allah ta'ala will keep you safe from the whispers of the shaitan. Amir ahle sunnat damat barakatuhum ulaliya in Shajra Qadriya Razviya Attariya on page number 11. He says, آدھی رات ڈھلے سے سورج کی پہلی کرن چمکنے تک صبح ہے. And then, beginning of Zuhr until sunset, that is what we called Sham. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Now, remember, whenever we recite these wazifas, you know, we should first of all recite them with the tajweed, because majority of them, or all of them, are the verses of the Quran, or they'll be in Arabic as well. Now, what we need to do is, we can read the wazifa anywhere. Yeah, we can read the wazifa in the masjid, we can read it at home. If we are traveling, we can still read the wazifa as well. And then, agar wazifa sirf isi niyat se kiya jaye, mera kaam ho jaye, tab bhi jaiz hai, magar sawab nahi milega. So whenever you read a wazifa, for example, if you're reading a wazifa, you've got depression or anxiety, and you are reading la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. If the intention is that I'm reading this wazifa so that my depression or anxiety goes, inshallah, with the barakat, the name of Allah, it'll go. But there's no reward. Thawab nahi hai uska. So what we need to do is we need to read with the intention of reward. Thawab ki niyat se padhe. Inshallah, azul, your depression will go away anyway. Now, ye kaise pata chale ke wazifa thawab aur dua samajh kar kar rahe hain? How would you know that you are reading this wazifa for the intention of sawab on dua? Iski ek nishani ye hai ki agar wazifa karne ke bawajood maqsad na mila to wazifa hi chhod diya. Yeah, for example, if a person wazifa padh rahe hain, so sometimes people say koni ji padhne ya fayda to hona koni, so that means you're not reading it for blessing, you're reading for your problems to be removed. If you read it for blessings, even if the problems are still there, you'll carry on reading. Even alhamdulillah, when the problem's gone away, you are still going to read. So inshallah azza wa jal, what we need to understand is when we are in good times, we still need to read the wazif. When we are in bad times, going through difficult times, difficult period, we still need to keep our Quran, our wazif ready as well. Ji, inshallah azza wa jal, we've got a daily reminder as always. Let's go towards our daily reminder. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Respected viewers of Qadri Sharif, today I'll share a very beautiful hadith with you, which you may be in need of. You are looking for the solution for your problem. And inshallah, this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah will solve your problem. There are individuals who are under debt and they are finding it very hard. How can they repay the loan? And that burden, how can they get rid of that burden? This is what there would be many people in the world who would be facing this difficulty, that they are under debt and they are finding it difficult to repay the loan. Now, let's come to that beautiful hadith of Rasulullah, which solves this very issue and problem. A man came in the court of Sayyidina Mawla Ali Mashil Kusha, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, and said, Ya Amirul Mu'mineen, I have commitment with my master to repay a certain amount for my freedom, and I am unable to do so. Please help me. Sayyidina Ali, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, asked him, أَلَا أُعَلِّمُكَ كَلِمَاتٍ أَلَّمَنِيهِنَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ Shall I not teach you the words which were taught by Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم to you? لَوْ كَانَ عَلَيْكَ مِثْلُ جَبَرِ سِيرٍ بَيْنًا أَدَّاهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ Even if your debt were as huge as mountain seer, Allah سبحانه وتعالى will repay that. Then what Sayyidina Ali Mashkil Kushakar radiallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem said, he radiallahu anhu said, recite, Allahumma kfini bihalalika an haramika wa aghnini bifadlika an man silak. O Allah, suffice me with your lawful sustenance and save me from your prohibited sustenance. And suffice me by your grace from depending on all others except you, besides you. So this is what is the meaning of this beautiful dua. Respective use of mention, even if that loan is as huge as mountain, see that this example was given of a certain mountain. Can you imagine how big mountain is? Even if that is the case, if you recite this beautiful dua, these kalimat, Allahumma kfini bihalalika an haramika wa aghnini bifadlika an man silak. Mention the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make dua in his court with these words, insha'Allah azza wa jal, insha'Allah azza wa jal. Your loan will be repaid even if it is as huge as a mountain. For this, you need to have that yaqeen, that faith, that iman, that tawakkul. And then you have to recite this kalima. As taught by Sayyidina Mawla Ali Mashkil Kusha, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, who learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. If any of you are facing difficulty to pay back the loan, if you are finding it hard to get rid of the huge loan upon you, learn this beautiful dua and start practicing this in your life. Inshallah, you will see the result yourself. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. If you just joined us, then yes, mashallah, you are watching our program Rise and Shine. And alhamdulillah, Azawajal, I've got a very beautiful guest online with me, mashallah, our own, mashallah, Usman Madani from Malawi. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mashallah, Azawajal, Usman bhai, how are you? You okay?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal.
MashaAllah, jazakallah khairah. I know you're a very busy person as well. Allah Ta'ala reward you for all the good work that you are doing, MashaAllah, Azawajal. Usman bhai, today we're talking about blessings of wazaif. And MashaAllah, a scholar of deen, alhamdulillah, you know, what better person to teach us and tell us about the blessings of wazaif. Ji.
SubhanAllah, Azawajal. Alhamdulillah, the wazaif, awrad, the Quranic verses and the wazifas, which we are advised and we are encouraged to read, they undoubtedly hold great blessings. And especially when we are linked in a silsila qadriya especially, or in, you know, through any means, when we are attached to the silsila of Sayyidina Ghawsul Azam Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, So we are basically given tasks, like, and those tasks are not such which are to, you know, you need to lay 100 bricks today. You need to carry so much weight and go, you know, 3 stairs up or something. Nothing related to our physique, nothing related to us earning something in this world, apparently. It is all to do collectively, meaning it will fix our dunya, it will fix our spirituality, it will fix our heart, it will fix our akhirah, it will fix our grave, inshallah ta'ala.
Mashallah.
So, wazaif hold very great importance. And if we look into it, what are these wazaif actually? These wazaif are actually means of getting us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
Of Amir al-Sunnah, Shajra al-Qadiriyah, Razaviyah, Attariyah. So in that shajra, one of the wazifas is to read the shajra itself. That's also a wazifa. We are taking the names of the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obviously, you know, when I speak to you that Rafaqat bhai, give me so and so thing. And if I speak to you, like, you know, if someone comes to you, so, you know, that will be a different impact. So without any mithal or tamthil, without any example, but obviously when we give the wasta of the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our du'as will be accepted and our intentions will be fulfilled. And then if we look into the wazifas, we are encouraged to read La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. We are encouraged to read Astaghfirullah. We are encouraged to read Durood Sharif. These things we are encouraged, and what they do in our life, obviously, Durood Sharif will make our tongue sweeter. It will sweeten our hearts. And to recite Durood Sharif once upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives you 10 blessings, erases 10 bad deeds. And likewise, you read 50 times another fazilat, read 1000 times another fazilat. And now, one thing I'll clear here. Now, sometimes, in fact, I had this question and I had asked an Ali Medin, and he gave me a very beautiful answer. I said that, all right, 313 times, Durood Sharif. How about I read 999 times? So I'm getting, what difference does it make? He said that if you have a key and one, you know, particle of that key is missing or it's broken, it will not open the lock. A certain number of wazaif are like keys to open a certain treasure, to open a certain lock. So you need to be exact in those numbers.
One of the whispers of the shaitan, Usman, where sometimes people say, yeah, but what if I do read 314 times? What happens? But mashallah, you've answered that beautifully. Alhamdulillah. And again, sometimes, Usman, you know, people say they might read the wazifa one day or the next day, but they, you know, it's not in a routine. How can we bring it in a routine?
See, al-istakamatu fawqa al-karama. We should do something which is no problem. It is less, but it should be daily. Because istakamat is above karamat. Steadfastness is above karamat. So now, just now, maybe someone is watching the silsila rise and shine and says, subhanallah, so many benefits of wazaif and this and that, and he opens Shajra Qadriya and he makes intention daily after Fajr I'm reading this, daily after Zuhur I'm reading this, daily and one portion from Dalailul Khairat, and he continues with this jazba for 2 days, 3 days, and fourth day he doesn't know where the Shajra he left given. So you know, it shouldn't be like that. It should be gradual. Take whatever you can, let it be small in number, but let it be permanent. Inshallah, slowly, gradually, you add one thing to your habit. And Buzurganeddin said to become practicing and habitual of something, practice it for 40 days at least without missing a day.
Mashallah.
So 40 days, take a target of 4 wazai, 5 wazai. After 40 days, add more to the list, add more to the list. This will be the best method, inshallah.
Mashallah. That's a very beautiful a technical tip that you've told us, that at least 40 days. So that just gives you the significance of the number 40 as well, mashallah, azza wa jal. Allah ta'ala give you blessings and barakat. Jazakallah khaira, Usman bhai. Allah ta'ala give you more barakat in your words of wisdom, mashallah. Jazakallahu khaira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. That was Usman bhai from Malawi. Alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla salam. Usman Madani, MashaAllah, a beautiful scholar from Malawi, studied in South Africa. And look at this, is the beauty of Dawat Islami. He studied in South Africa and now, alhamdulillah, he's in Malawi, you know, spreading and preaching the deen of Islam. And this is what Dawat Islami is doing. Alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla. We've got many students that have studied, mashallah, azza wa jalla, in the UK, and alhamdulillah have gone to many other parts of the world to open the jamias there as well. You know, we've got brothers, mashallah, who were studied in Bradford, in our jamia here. They've gone to Canada, they've gone to America. A few brothers, mashallah, who came from Italy, they've gone back, and inshallah, azawajal, we're planning to open a jamia in Italy. Spain, alhamdulillah, I think the jamia has already opened there. And many other countries, inshallah, azawajal, we're planning to open the jamias. But how is that possible? Someone has to give sacrifice. We can't all, you know, sit back at home and do nothing. These guys, I'm telling you, are very, very important, because, you know, we need to love them, we need to cherish them, we need to support these guys. And support doesn't always mean money. No, support means make dua for them as well. Make things easy for them. Be part of that. And inshallah, as we will get the reward as well. So subhanallah, a very beautiful tip Usman Madani has given us is that we should try to recite the wazifa. Koi bhi wazifa, any wazifa we take, read it for 40 days minimum. Once you get into the habit, into the routine, inshallah, azza wa jal, carry on with that as well. Now, the wazifa, some of the wazifas that we should not be doing, ma'azallah, if someone tells you read this and you know, you'll be able to make a husband and wife fight each other, or they'll split with each other, then that is haram. That wazifa is haram. Or if someone is telling you to do sifli ilm, that's another type of knowledge, even that is haram as well. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has quoted that in Fatawa-e-Razviya Sharif. So all these wazifs that, alhamdulillah, we learn that are mentioned in the Quran, mentioned in the Hadith, mentioned in the books of Islam, and those wazifs that are practiced and given to us by the awliya-i-kiram, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, these we need to practice and we need to start to act upon them as well. A'mal or dua'un ki saath sharait. There are conditions to read these wazaif as well. It's not that we can, you know, when there is a problem at home, we get the tasbih and we start to read that. Iske liye, we need to make ourselves according to that as well. We need to make ourselves capable. Us kabil apne aap ki banana. And the first thing that has been mentioned in the book is halal lukma. That we need to eat halal and we need to keep away from haram. Even the scholars, they say, shubhat, if you've got a doubt in something, even don't eat that as well. You go to the superstore and you pick up something and you're not sure if this is halal or not. So what's the best thing to do? Oh, khair, ye Allah maaf karne Allah, chalo jalo khao bachyo. No, what we need to do is we need to read. Oh, I've got a doubt in that. Leave it. Choro. Na kasa na mari jaisa. No, nothing. Inshallah, azwil barakat. So number one is we need to make sure that we eat halal and we keep away from haram. Number two is that we speak the truth, sach bolo, and don't lie. You know, if a person has got the habit of lying and is always, you know, lying, every word is a lie, he thinks that he's making other people look like a fool, but in reality, he is becoming the fool, the shaitan's laughing at him. So just imagine a person who lies. Yeah, वो बंदा झूठ ही बोलता है फिर परसी वजीफा ला हौल वला कुव्वत हमारी प्रॉब्लम दूर हो जाए फायदा एनी बेनिफिट नो देयर विल नॉट बी नो बेनिफिट सो यू नो समटाइम्स व्हेन पीपल आई एम नॉट सेइंग दैट माशाल्लाह दे रॉन्ग समटाइम्स पीपल विल कम बैक एंड दे से वी गॉट यू नो आवर वजीफा वी हैव रेड इट सो मेनी टाइम्स देयर इज नथिंग हैपन देयर इज अ लॉट ऑफ फैक्टर्स बिहाइंड दैट एस्पेशली दीस टू फैक्टर्स वी ईट हलाल वी कीप अवे फ्रॉम हराम And we speak the truth. And number three, make your intention pure. Make your intention pak. If you are reading a wazifa that you want two brothers to fight with one another, that is not a good intention. So that wazifa will never work. Shariat ki ahkam ki puri puri pabandi karna. Act upon shariat fully. Like Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, oh, believers enter into Islam fully. We can't pick and choose what we like. We can't say, this is hard, this is easy, I'll do that and I won't do that. We can't pick and choose. We've got to, you know, fully, you know, be, alhamdulillah, practicing the shariat as well. Number five, Allah Ta'ala ke deen ke sutunu ka adab aur ihtiram karna. What are the pillars of Islam? We've got the salah, we've got hajj, we've got zakat, we've got salah, we've got the prophets, we've got the Kaaba, we've got the Quran. You know, we've got the Buzurgan-e-Deen. They're also the pillars of Islam, our pious predecessors. Ma'azallah, if someone is making a mockery of Salah, Someone is making a mockery of the Quran. Someone is making a mockery of the Kaaba. And you know, how do you make a mockery of the Kaaba, ma'azallah? Stretching your legs towards the Qibla is also bi'adabi. It's a disrespect. So don't sit towards the Qibla. So someone's got a habit, yeah, he doesn't read his salah prayer. Namaz in Panayat, Allahu Akbar, Subhanakallah. They don't even know what they're reading. You know, I was once reading my salah in masjid, and a person was stood next to me. And you know, seriously, I said Allahu Akbar and he said Allahu Akbar. I could not even finish one rakat. He's finished four rakats and he's gone. Yeah, so what is that? He's making a mockery of salah. And then the Quran, we're making a mockery, we're reading it wrong. Now, can you imagine how that person read Surah Fatiha? You know, if I have not even finished one rakat and he's finished four rakat, do you think that he's read the Quran properly? So we need to understand that we respect adab karein and we love the sutoon-e-Islam, then we're going to get benefit. Number six, jo wazifa padhe, dil ki huzuri ke saath padhe. So always, whenever you do the wazifa, think to yourself what you are reading. Think to yourself what you are doing. Inshallah, and the last thing I'll mention this as well. Number seven, jo amal aur wazifa padhe, uski taaseer par pura yakin karein. Have trust in that. Have full conviction in that. Aqeedah rakhein that yes, inshallah, it will work. If you have the aqeedah that pata nahi kam asi yani chalo padhiyo ne Allah khair karsi, and we start to read, definitely nothing's gonna maybe happen. Why? Because we're not reading it properly. So whenever we read something, we always make sure that we read it with the proper heart, with the proper mind, and we also believe in this, that Allah Ta'ala will inshallah accept that as well. We have a daily hadith every single day. Inshallah, as well, it's time that we go and listen to our daily hadith. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Three blessed sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam about finding faults in others. You know, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the perfect example for us. He is a role model for us. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is a personality of the best character. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is a personality whom Muslims look up to. His eating, his teaching, his drinking, his sitting, his standing, each and everything is actually an example for us. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam lived a life and set it as an example for us to follow. So looking at the advices of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, three great advices of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam about finding faults in people, that what sort of a discouraged act it is. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the person who discloses the faults of a Muslim in this world, the person who lets out the secrets, the person who reveals out the hidden faults of a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal that person's faults up to this extent that that person will be humiliated in his own home. Allahu Akbar. Another narration about the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who removes a difficulty from a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall remove a difficulty from him. And the person who conceals the faults of a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall conceal that person's faults. Allahu Akbar. Help a person, Allah will help you. Remove a difficulty, Allah will remove your difficulties, inshallah. In fact, another wonderful hadith, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the person who conceals and hides the faults of a believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall grant him entry into paradise. Subhanallah azza wa jal. It may sometimes be hard upon our inner self. Right? If we have found a fault in someone, we can't, you know, just relax and, you know, sit down. We want to let it out to someone. You know what happened? You know this happened? You know that happened? No. If we just make sabr, what have we got to lose? We just have to lose a bit on the aspect of temporary fun. But what do we get in return? We attain Jannah in return. We attain the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah shall hide our faults. We are, you know, sinners. Imagine if our faults are disclosed on the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall hide our faults. We make dua that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us, you know, among those people who have respect on the day of judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the shade of His throne on the day of judgment. These few sacrifices in this life shall turn out to be of great means for us on the day of judgment.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, a very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And we were learning about the importance of wazaif, and we learnt about the seven conditions of wazaif. Now remember, if we do not act upon these conditions, then what will happen is whatever wazifa we will be reading will not benefit from that wazifa. Maybe the results that we need from that wazifa, we may not get them results. So it's important that whatever wazifa that we read, we act upon all of these seven sharai, seven conditions. And inshallah, Azrael, once we start to read these the wazifa with these instructions and these conditions, inshallah, Azrael will be benefiting as well. Some very important manners and etiquettes. Koi wazifa padne ne adab bhi hona, adab bhi hona. Let's go through some of the adabs of reciting the wazifa. Number one, har amal ya wazifa karte waqt nihayat khushu wa khuzu ke saath Allah ki bargah mein hazri dein. Whenever we recite the wazifa, you know, be in a state that if we're reciting Durood-e-Pak, you know, don't always recite Durood-e-Pak whilst we're running about, busy in our work. You know, always, if you, especially if you're reading a wazifa, you've got a problem. You've got depression, anxiety, financial issues, family issues, and you want them to go away. Yeah, what you need to do is you need to sit properly, get all of these worldly thoughts out of your mind. Whatever you are reading the wazifa for, number one is for the pleasure of Allah. Masail hal vyan ya na vyan. Yeah, we are going to be reading for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. So keep reading the wazifa for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, with sincerity, with humbleness, ajzi. If you can, you know, cry whilst reciting the wazifa. If you can't cry, at least make your face impressions as if we are crying. So all of these kind of things will inshallah help us as well. Number two, whenever we do any wazifa, try to give sadaqah, try to give charity. Now, sadaqah, if someone, you know, sadaqah doesn't mean that we need to give £1,000, £1,000,000. No, sadaqah could be even one date that we can, whatever we can afford, we should try to give that as sadaqah as well. Har amal har wazifa ke awwal akhir durood-e-pak. Whatever wazifa we do, recite durood-e-pak first, then the wazifa, then durood-e-pak at the end, and inshallah azzawajal we're going to gain the blessings from that as well. So yaad rakhiye, durood-e-pak, make it, you know, your wazifa, make it like a sandwich in with between the durood-e-pak. Everyone loves a sandwich, don't they? Yeah, so durood-e-pak, wazifa, durood-e-pak, sandwich it together and you'll see the results. Number four, whenever we read our wazifa, make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So if you are reading a wazifa because you want something to, you know, so you want something to be successful, you want to get a job, after you've done the wazifa, make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. If someone is ill or you are ill yourself, read the wazifa, make dua in the court of Allah. Roke dua karein, cry in the fear of Allah. Let me just give you an example. Have you ever been where a beggar comes up to you, mangne wala jale achna, what does he do? De de Allah ke naam se. So his face expression, you know, he's like, he might be crying, his face expression will be so that he's so desperate. And then what do? We feel sorry and we give him something. Yeah, we give him something because we feel sorry for them. We need to have them same expressions, that the mercy of Allah can erupt and inshallah forgive our sins. Number six, never ever do a wazifa that will cause harm to another Muslim. Someone reading a wazifa to have two family members fight with one another. Usna karobar kiya chamkana, chalo ji wazifa padho, tabah ho gaya usna karobar. Yeah, no, it's not jaiz. We should not be reading anything like that. Jab koi amal ya kare ya wazifa padhe duran bahut kam khaye. Yeah, agar, you know, if we read, you know, khai khula jodya, and we sat there, we can't even see properly, and we wazifa padhsa Allah. No, eat less and recite the wazifa. Make sure that your clothes, your body, they are clean. You know, with an unclean body, unclean clothes, even the place where you are sitting, you know, if it's stinking, make sure there is a beautiful fragrance, khushbu lagayin, itar lagayin, and then sit down and read wazifa. And then we're going to benefit from that as well. And then also, har amal ache vakt mein karein. Yeah, and every amal that we do, do it in a good time. And very, very important, try to sit facing the Qibla. Try to sit facing the Qibla and do your amal. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, when we start to do our amal in that way, we'll gain benefits and blessings from that as well. Now, sometimes what happens is Islami brothers, when they do these wazifas, and, you know, for example, someone came up to me and they said, their mother is seriously ill. We want to start a wazifa. Yeah, so I told him, yeah, you know, mashallah, ya salamu, 125,000, sawa lakh martaba, ya salamu wazifa. Do that, inshallah, as you see, 125,000. You don't have to read it alone. You can get your family members. Oh, that's going to be hard for us. My family members, they're all busy. If you jao, what can you do? You know, we've got a problem. Yeah, we need to read the wazifa. You see, a lot of people, they come to us and they say, wazifa na de ho, koi taweez de yuro. Give us a taweez, don't give us any wazifa. Why? Because we've got to read the wazifa. Padne le kone maamla. Give us something, gali bhai rakha, aram hai jaya. It doesn't work like that. I'm sorry to say that. It doesn't work like that. We don't offer our salah. We don't read the Quran. We're not even, you know, prepared to read the wazifa for ourselves. We want a taweez. You tell me which taweez shall I give you. You know, which taweez shall I give you? You got family issues. I'm telling you, go and read this wazifa. I don't have time to read the wazifa. You want a good job? Read this wazifa. I don't got time to read the wazifa. You know, and then people, they say, can you read it for us? I got this person the other day, and he's got some sorts of issues, and someone told him to read Surat Kahf, yeah, 786 times. So this guy comes up and he goes, oh, this person told me to read Surat Kahf 786 times. Can you do me a favor? Can you read it for me? Yeah. Well, you've got the problem. Why don't you read it? Yeah. Oh, I can't read. So why have you got the wazifa for Surat Kahf? Read something else. You know, how come you know, we always put it on to other people as well. Don't want to do anything ourselves. Ko, no, no, Quran na kholna pa. Quran kholna to baghair bhi kam theek ho jaye. Yeah, that's like saying, I don't want to go to work, but I still want to get paid for it. Yeah, I don't want to go to work. Oh, no, 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 no. I can't work, but can you give me my wage, please? What wage? You haven't done anything. Kaam kitna hi koi nahi, paise kaise ne? In the same way, we haven't read the wazifa. How are you going to get better? So whatever wazifa that you do, there's many wazaif. Yeah, whatever someone gives you, alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami's department, Tawizat-e-Attariya, mashallah, Ruhani Ilaj department, the brothers, they give ta'wizat, they give wazaif as well. And there are so many feedbacks from people that have come and they said that, alhamdulillah, by reading this wazifa, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us. There was a guy and he had some really, really serious issues at home, you know, with family and everything. Alhamdulillah, we gave him ta'wizat, but we gave him a wazifa to read. He came back a few days and he goes, alhamdulillah, I can see things getting better in my house. So if that person was saying, no, just give me ta'weez, you know, so I know of someone where he went to an amil, he went to someone else. Why? Because Dawat-e-Islami doesn't charge. Remember, Dawat-e-Islami does not charge for any ta'weez, even to an extent that, you know, normally you can't say to him, Aritafu soap one, oh, rendio. No, he's not allowed to take it. Never, he's not allowed to take it. Yes, we do have a donation box, put it in there. Help the works of Dawat-e-Islami. Wo to waise bhi banda kar sakta hai na, but Dawat-e-Islami, we will not say to you, this is how much for the service. Yeah, alaka, it's a service, but it's a free service. We don't even please bother giving money to anyone. Yeah, marakam hatam hoi gaya. Hello, kari sahab, so much a suit hai. But they don't apply in Dawat Islam. We don't need no suits. We don't need your money. We just need your du'as. If you do want to give money, give it to Dawat Islami so that the Madani works of Dawat Islami can improve. Now, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, we've got a very beautiful kalam of Ghawse Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Let's listen to the Manqabat and then we'll come back and inshallah, azza wa jal, we'll talk a bit more about the wazaif. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Ghawse Azam, dastgir. Ya Ghawse Azam, رونق کل اولیاء غوثِ اعظم دستگیر رونق کل اولیاء غوثِ اعظم دستگیر آپ گے پیروں کے پیروں آپ گے روشن ضمیر آپ گے پیروں کے پیروں آپ گے روشن ضمیر آپ شاہ اتقیایا غوثِ اعظم دستگیر آپ شاہ اتقیایا غوثِ اعظم دستگیر
پیشوائے اصفیایا غوثِ اعظم دستگیر
اولیاء کی گردنیں ہیں آپ کے زیر قدم اولیاء کی گردنیں ہیں آپ کے زیر قدم یا امام الاولیاء یا غوثِ اعظم دستگیر یا امام الاولیاء یا غوثِ اعظم دستگیر
پیشوائے اصفیایا غوثِ اعظم دستگیر شاہ جیلا غوثِ اعظم دستگیر
اہل محشر دیکھتے ہی حشر میں یوں بول اٹھے مرحبا صد مرحبا یا غوثِ اعظم دستگیر آپ جیسا پیر ہوتے کیا غرض در در پھروں آپ جیسا پیر ہوتے کیا غرض در در پھروں آپ سے سب کچھ ملایا غوثِ اعظم دستگیر آپ سے سب کچھ ملایا غوثِ اعظم دستگیر
پیشوائے اصفیایا غوثِ اعظم دستگیر
اذن دو بغداد کا ہر ایک عقیدت مرد کو اذن دو بغداد کا ہر ایک عقیدت مند کو گیارہویں والے پی آیا غوثِ اعظم دستگیر گیارہویں والے پی آیا اعظم دستگیر ہو عنایت سید آیا غوثِ اعظم دستگیر
پیشوائے اصفی آیا غوثِ اعظم دستگیر
سارے ولی تیرے زیر نگیں اور ہے تو سید العالیا غوثِ
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ماشاء اللہ عز و جل, ویری بیوٹیفل منقبت آف سیدنا غوث پاک رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ. اللہ تعالی گیو می اینڈ آل آف اس دی ابیلٹی ٹو ٹریول الحمدللہ اینڈ سی دی بلیسڈ روضہ پاک آف سیدنا غوث پاک رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ. اینڈ ان شاء اللہ عز و جل ایم جسٹ اے فیو ویری امپورٹنٹ وظیفے دیٹ آئی وانٹ ٹو شو یو. آئی ڈونٹ وانٹ ٹو بی گیونگ یو ٹو مینی لانگ وظائف ایز ویل, بٹ الحمدللہ ون آف دا وظیفہ, دا بگیسٹ وظیفہ از صلاح, نماز. دیٹ از دا بگیسٹ وظیفہ. میک شور یو آفر یور صلاح, میک شور یو ریڈ یور قرآن. ان شاء اللہ اللہ تعالیٰ ول گیو یو بلیسنگز اینڈ برکت. آئی تھاٹ آئی ہیڈ اٹ ود می, بٹ آور شجرہ شریف دیٹ از ریٹن بائی امیر اہل سنت, شجرہ قادریہ رضویہ عطاریہ ضیاعیہ, ماشاء اللہ, دا شجرہ شریف از سم بیوٹیفل وظیفے. نمبر ون از دا پروٹیکشن آف ایمان. دیر از اے ویری بیوٹیفل وظیفہ, اللہم انا نعوذ بک من ان نشرک بک شیئا نعلمہ ونستغفرک لما لا نعلمہ. اف یو گو آن ٹو دا ویب سائٹ آف دعوت اسلامی اینڈ جسٹ ٹائپ ان شجرہ قادریہ رضویہ عطاریہ, and oh, you just go on to Google and type that as well. Inshallah, it's a green booklet in Urdu, and it's a kind of a blue booklet in English. It's been translated in English and many other languages as well. You'll see the option of which language you want to download it in. There's a wazifa that you need to read for the protection of your iman. So keep reciting that wazifa again. It's subo sham, three times each. Try to recite it three times each. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika من ان نشرك بك شيئا نعلمه ونستغفرك لما لا نعلم. There's another وظیفہ, بسم اللہ علی دینی, بسم اللہ علی نفسی, وولدی واہلی ومالی. بسم اللہ علی دینی, بسم اللہ علی نفسی, وولدی واہلی ومالی. بسم اللہ علی دینی, بسم اللہ علی نفسی, وولدی واہلی ومالی. انشاءاللہ, سو ایون دا ورڈ بسم اللہ علی دینی, یا اللہ پروٹیکٹ مائی دین مائی ریلیجن, علی نفسی پروٹیکٹ مائی لائف, وولدی پروٹیکٹ مائی چلڈرن, واہلی پروٹیکٹ مائی فیملی, ومالی پروٹیکٹ مائی مال مائی ویلتھ ایز ویل. سو دس وظیفہ انشاء اللہ بائی ریسائٹنگ دا از دا پروٹیکشن آف سم ونس لائف ویلتھ اینڈ مال ایوری تھنگ انشاء اللہ اللہ تعالیٰ ول پروٹیکٹ دیٹ. And there's also another wazifa, Bismillahi jaleel al-sha'ni, azim al-burhani, shadeed al-sultani, ma sha Allahu kana, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Now this wazifa is for the protection from the shaytan and his armies. If you keep reciting this wazifa again, that just has to be recited once. Bismillahi ala deeni, three times, subh wa sham. Bismillahi jaleel al-shan, once every day. Inshallah azza wa jal, These are the wazaif that I normally read every day. And then Durood-e-Pak, as Amir al-Sunnah has told us, we should recite at least 313 times Durood-e-Pak as well. Reading the Quran, like I mentioned, the wazifa, the Quran as well. Now remember, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, whenever we give out these wazaif, we never say to people, stop your medication. So if you have chest pains, what should you do? Yes, read the wazaif, but also get it checked out from the doctor. It could be anything. Yeah. If you're having chest pains, maybe you're having a heart attack. Yeah, I'm not scaremongering you, but do the wazifa, read the wazifa, but also get it checked out as well. So if there's any other issues, you know, these wazaif, inshallah, there's no negative impact on these. But whatever you do, please read the wazaif, inshallah, have the belief in that, but also get it checked out. Now, so you might be thinking, oh, well, why is, what's the point getting it checked out? Because these wazaif, so we don't believe in it. No, that's not the case. Remember that sahabi, when he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shall I tie the camel and then trust in Allah? Or shall I leave it untied and have to trust in Allah? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, tie it first and then have the trust in Allah. What does that mean? It means tie the camel. That is also the trust of Allah. You know, if someone says, well, if it's tied, the camel's not going to go anywhere. Yes, it can. You know, the camel can break out, we can break loose. But tie it and then trust in Allah. In the same way, read your wazaif, but also have the trust of Allah Azza wa Jal. We've got this last package that, let's watch this and we'll come back and then we'll wind up our program. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillah, as Muslims, we wholeheartedly believe in the words of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He said that charity does not decrease one's wealth. And the understanding of this is important. When we spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are many blessings that we attain. Blessings in terms of what we spend for the hereafter, it's invested in the hereafter, and we are given its reward with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after we die. We are also protected from many calamities that we don't see and many afflictions which may have affected us before we gave that charity. Those afflictions, those calamities are warded off. Dawat-e-Islami is working across the globe through its many departments to support the community of the faithful. Our work is not just for the children, not just for the youth. We are trying to cater for all Muslims, all people from all walks of life. We are trying our best to improve the work in these departments, and this is only possible through your generosity, through your donations, through your support. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for every good intention and every single penny or pound or dollar that you give to support your Dawat-e-Islami. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase success for all of you in both worlds through this act of generosity, through spending in His way to support the work of Islam. May Allah accept our good intentions.
Dawat-e-Islami UK Zakah. Sort code 309773. Account number 436349 68. IBAN GB12LOID 309773436349 68. BIC LOID GB21087. Your donation can be used for any permissible religious, reformatory, welfare, well-wishing, spiritual, and good purpose.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, please come forward and support the works of Dawat-e-Islami, support the works of Madani channel. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this network of Dawat-e-Islami is increasing day by day. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, many departments that are running in the UK, majority of them departments are free of charge. Alhamdulillah, we have our Faizan Global Relief Work, the FGRF, Department of Dawat-e-Islami, that's working. But Madani channel, you're watching it now. You know, just imagine how much you are benefiting from this department of Dawat Islami. And if we can get this department up and running so that we can run smoothly, Madani channel, no advertisements, Madani channel, no music, alhamdulillah, and we are running this Madani channel. So there's no, whatever you are doing, whenever you watch Madani channel, you'll definitely learn something. And we want to have it continue that way as well. So please come forward and support us in our great work, in our initiatives. And even what Dawat Islami is doing for our youth, for our younger children, Madrasatul Madina, Jami'atul Madina. You know, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we have for the poor people around the world, Dawat Islami is helping them. And mashallah, also our outreach, da'wah work as well. How, mashallah, people are accepting Islam, inshallah, as well, this work will continue, but we need your help. Jazakallah khaira. Time is up now. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.